Husker Radio, it is Tanner Strukman. Pleased to be joined with the new North Platte FNBO Nationals seniors coach, Ricky Holm, is in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Tanner?
I'm good. Congrats on the job.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, let's background everybody on Ricky Holm. Not a Nebraska guy originally. You're originally from Washington, right?
Yep. Seattle area. What brought me out here was I played baseball at Bellevue University in Omaha.
Right.
2013 and 14. Played some semi-pro ball in Australia after that. Came back and coached at Bellevue. Met my girlfriend there, and she's from North Platte. And we decided to move back here about 6-7 months ago.
She won that battle.
She did. She wins most of the battles.
as it should be. So how did you get to Bellevue?
I had an assistant coach at my junior college. It was actually on the 95 national championship team.
Okay.
And then I also had a couple teammates that were going there. And so it was something that I had randomly had some familiarity with, even though I'd never been in Nebraska. So it was one of the teams that I had called looking for a place to go, and ended up getting the ball rolling pretty quick and was there within probably a week of making the call.
So. And then on to Australia, which had been fun.
Land down under. It was to a point, because of all my arm surgeries, I had 4 arm surgeries during my college career, that my senior year was I was 25 years old. I could have played independent ball around here, you know, somewhere like Gary, Indiana or something like that. But it had gotten to a point where it's like, you know what? I know I'm not going to play pro ball, so I'm going to use this as a vessel to kind of see the world and experience different everything. So ended up going and playing in Australia just to kind of get some life experience.
That's pretty cool. We're talking with Ricky Holm. He's the new head coach of the North Platte FNBO Seniors. This job opens up. I know you're substituting over at North Platte High. You had some contacts there. And obviously, I'm sure you learned about Legion Baseball, and now you're the head coach of it, huh?
Yeah, it's obviously any of this is going to be kind of a growing experience for me. Being new to the area, there's a lot of stuff in the minutiae of how stuff works that I don't necessarily know. Also, too, what's foreign to me is not having high school baseball and having Legion being kind of the grand poobah of the area. So obviously leaning on some of the locals or some of the people that have been affiliated with the program for some of the stuff that I don't necessarily need to know. But as far as baseball goes and coaching baseball, that's something that I've been doing since I was 18 and I'm 31 now. So once we get onto the field or into the DNN, wherever the practice is, that's when I become comfortable, because that's the stuff that, you know, I enjoy and is easy for me to do.
A baseball in Seattle, a baseball in Omaha, a baseball in Australia and North Platte, still a baseball, right?
Still baseball, still 60 feet, 6 inches, still 90 feet to get down to the base. Yeah. It's just all about trying to imprint your type of style, your type of play. I was lucky enough growing up to have some really good coaches that instilled some good work ethic and really showed what was important in order to get to that next level. So me as a coach, I just feel it's my duty to pass on those skills that I've learned.
Well, North Platte had a great year last year. It was a year, obviously, without postseason, 29-13, and it just kind of came to an end, but without any sort of postseason. But you return a lot from last year's group. I mean, you guys had tryouts last weekend?
Yep, Sunday was our first tryout. We'll have our last tryout here this Sunday at noon at the Legion Field, if anybody's interested in coming out. But yeah, I had our first tryout. The seniors team is pretty much set. Juniors team, we still have to make some cuts with them. But yeah, it's kind of getting exciting. We've been in the DNN for 4 or 5 months, and I'm kind of chomping at the bit to get out on the field. So I can only imagine that the feeling's exacerbated by the players as well. So
if there are one more day of tryouts on Sunday at noon at Legion, Billwood Field, then season starts mid-May.
Yep, mid-May, May 16th, we'll get the ball rolling, so looking forward to that. Obviously, kind of came in with being told that this team was heavy in talent compared to some of their usual teams, and it was pretty apparent right from the first day that we got some good ball players on the team, so hopefully I can help, bring some skills or some knowledge or some type of information that maybe they haven't been presented with, and hopefully help them, reach the goals that they're trying to attain as a team.
If somebody said your style, I mean, what's the, you know, opposing coach, they play you a couple times. They say, oh, his team likes to do this. If you're scouting a Ricky Holm team, what is it?
Making teams play catch and hopefully being more intelligent and more prepared than the teams were playing. I believe that the difference between good teams and great teams is great teams make less mistakes and they capitalize on more mistakes. And putting pressure on a team to just play catch, you would think would be, you know, not a tough thing to do. But when the lights are on and it's a big situation, playing catch can somewhat be tough. So I just like to kind of put the pressure on it, have the gas pedal on at all time, whether it's hit and run, bunt and run, delayed steal, something that just gets the game in motion and speeds it up for our opponents.
All right, Ricky Holm with the North Platte FNBO National Senior Team. Again, the season starts in mid-May. I know they got a juniors coach as well, a familiar name to the program.
Yep, Coach Ryan Jones. He's going to be the new high school coach over at the co-op with Maxwell and St. Pat's. He also, I believe it was 13 years coaching the Legion team, coached McCook College as like a 23-year-old. So he's going to be a very valuable asset, not even only from his baseball knowledge, but also just his familiarity with the program, the area, the people, kind of knowing how stuff works. So he's going to be a big part of, you know, me being able to lean on him for certain information.
He'll be your Google Maps to get to the ballpark.
Absolutely. Yep.
Ricky Holm, well, congratulations on the job. What's your girlfriend do? You know, I mean,
Katie Franzen is my girlfriend. She is a CPA at Nebraska Land Bank.
Very cool.
So needless to say, that's how she won this battle to come out here, because I'm a substitute teacher and a coach and she's an accountant. So
you got to follow the money.
Yeah, follow the money.
Well, congratulations on the job. It's great to have you in town, and we'll talk to you this summer when mid-May when baseball starts up. All right.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Tanner.